Manu Patra alerts dated 2 January 2018. Government has notified the last dates for filing returns under GST regime. Registered persons having aggregate turnover of up to 1.5 crore rupees shall file monthly return in form GST R1 for the period July to September 2017 before the 10th of January 2018, for October to December 2017 before the 15th of February 2018, January to March 2018 before the 30th of April 2018. Last dates for filing GST returns for persons having aggregate turnover of more than 1.5 crore rupees shall file monthly return in form GST R1 for the period July to November 2017 before the 10th of January, for December 2017 before the 10th of February, for January 2018 before the 10th of March, for February 2018 before 10th April, for March 2018 before the 10th of May. Central government has notified the 1st of February 2018 as due date for implementing e-waybill rules under the Goods and Services Tax (GST) regime. Central government has waived the late fee payable under Section 47 of the CGST Act by any registered person for failure to furnish the return in form GST R4 by the due date, which is in excess of an amount of 25 rupees for every day during which such failure continues. Government has notified Central Goods and Services Tax, 14th Amendment, Rules, 2017, according to which unique identity number in accordance with the provisions of subsection 9 of section 25 granted to a person on registering with the GST shall be applicable to the territory of India. Supreme Court has ruled that an agriculturist paralyzed in an accident should get 4,000 rupees as monthly income. Delhi High Court has dismissed the challenge to the state's decision to declare as a martyr a Rajasthan-based farmer who had allegedly hanged himself at an AAP rally at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi. Delhi High Court has ruled that government land cannot be used as a burial ground by any person. Delhi High Court has held that identity of a person, against whom a criminal case was lodged when he was a minor, should not be disclosed at any stage of life as it defeats the purpose of juvenile justice law. Delhi High Court has held that there is no requirement of having a compulsory 2-year residency period before a PhD student can obtain ad hoc employment if she or he been permitted to join work by the supervisor and the departmental research committee of the Delhi University. The President of India has given assent to National Capital Territory of Delhi Laws, Special Provisions, Second Amendment, Act, which intends to protect slums and unauthorized colonies in the NCR from punitive action till a framework for orderly arrangements are in place. The President of India has given assent to Indian Institutes of Management Bill, 2017, which gives more autonomy to these institutes in their functioning with restricted government's role and power to award degrees instead of diplomas to their graduates.